The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist, Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. Today, we're going to find out what a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote has to do with dentistry. We'll find out why a major dental insurance company thinks I am unique. We'll hear from folks who participated in the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic yesterday. And we'll find out whether fluoride in bone causes cancer. We'll also take your comments and questions at 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So yes, yesterday was the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It was a nice day, did not rain, a little bit hot, and actually being out in the sun kind of zaps your energy. But it was great. I think everybody had a good time, good food. And so what I did while I was there is I interviewed some folks right before we were getting started. And we're going to listen to those in just a little bit. Before I do that, let me remind folks that you can listen to podcasts of all of the episodes that we've done. And by the way, today is episode 187. So if you have some free time on your hands, you've got 186 shows to listen to. Anyway, www.dentallyspeaking.com is where you will find the podcast and some other information about this show and, you know, previous shows. You can also access podcasts by going to iTunes and search Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko, DrKvitko. All right, so let's go ahead, listen in to some of the interviews that I did just prior to getting started at yesterday's golf outing. So we are at the 5th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It's Saturday, right around noon. We're going to be getting tee off here very soon. And it looks like it's going to be a great day. And looks like they're filling the beer cart with beer and pop and stuff, huh? Oh, wait a minute, you're taking it out. Where are you going with that?
Different outing.
Okay. So, let's see. I'm talking to Chris. Chris, you're with who?
Fabrizio and Schultz.
Fabrizio and Schultz. You guys are an accounting firm, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for coming out and golfing with us and helping out. You were telling me that you golf all the time, right? You're going to, like,
yeah,
beat us all.
All the time. Once in the last year, so. Might be rough.
Okay, but that's good because this is really just to come out and have fun. We're not really that competitive. I guess some people are, but not everybody. So we're doing it for Down syndrome. We're doing it in memory of a former dental lab tech of mine that passed away in March, Rich Odie. And we have his wife and his daughter here and his best friend, and I'm going to be interviewing them a little bit. I think you might actually be stuck with me and my wife as a partner.
That'll be fun.
Okay. We'll see if you think that when it's over.
It'll be all right. It'll be good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see. We have Elizabeth. Elizabeth, can you say hi? You don't want to say hi?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Okay, and you're Rich Odie's daughter, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we're doing this in memory of your dad. Did you see his pictures?
I did. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We really miss Rich, and we have your mom here.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So I understand your son and some of his buddies are here? And
yes, and some of the friends that Rich used to hang out with and stuff are here golfing.
Yeah, because he was an avid golfer.
Yes.
He came out and golfed with us a couple times before he got sick, right?
Right. 2 years ago, we won it.
You won it. That's right.
But we couldn't defend our title last year, but I'm here to help do that this year.
I think you took home $100 or something?
Yes, we did.
We won it back, by the way.
Oh, you'll probably get it back today.
Okay. And I have Rich's clubs here that you guys arranged for my kids to buy. There they are, the famous clubs. I hope I can do them justice.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
You haven't seen me golf.
Well, I played with you 2 years ago, so I know that you have the potential and you'll do good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And I'm going to just kind of interview some people that are here just to kind of thank them for coming. And I think we're waiting on an outing to finish before we head out. So I'm looking forward to it.
Sure am.
Okay. So I am talking to Rich Odey Jr., right?
That's right.
You're not really officially a junior, though, are you?
Not officially.
You have a different middle name?
Different middle name, thank God, because I would hate to be called Junior.
Yeah. Well, actually, your dad called you Richie.
You know, we've tried to abolish Richie from the record books, but I think it lives on, so I'll stop.
Well, I haven't called you that, but I'll have to say when you first called me after your dad had passed away and said, this is Rich Odey, it was a little weird because I thought, no, Rich Odey just passed away, and then he's calling me.
Yeah, I can't call myself Richie, though. That's like against the rules. Once you're past 16, you can't call yourself Richie, I don't think.
Okay, so Rich Odey.
There you go.
And you're going to win today?
I think we got a pretty good shot, you know, but you never want to overestimate your competition. So we'll do what we can. If we come out on top, we'll be happy, but we'll definitely have a good time. So
yeah, really, that's what it's all about. And I asked them about the shotgun start, and I think they'll put like a couple groups at 1, 2, 3, 4, and maybe 5 or something like that.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for putting it together, Doc.
Hey, no, you're welcome. And then you're gonna teach me how to use my clubs one of these days, right?
We will. We promise. Once this baby of mine gets a little bit older and we got some free time, we'll definitely get out there.
So right now I'm using him like a pool cue. Is that how you're supposed to do it?
To each his own is what I said.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Yep.
Okay, so I have more contestants in the golf outing. Everybody leave. What's your name?
Taylor.
Taylor.
Jeremy. TJ.
What's TJ stand for?
Terrence Jr.
Oh, right. Okay.
Terrence Jr.
So your dad's name's Terrence?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I never knew that.
Yeah. Terrence Andrew Wilson Jr.
All right. So you guys ready to win?
Yeah. That's the only thing we have in mind.
Going to beat the women?
We're going to beat everybody.
Okay.
No mercy.
No mercy?
Nope.
All right.
From the pink tees.
You're going to play from the pink tees? Yeah, we have pink tees. You bought some?
A few.
Okay.
A few.
Yeah.
Some mulligans.
Okay. Yeah, I bought some too. So, and the mulligans are good, because when you mess up on the green, you know?
Right. That's going to happen to me a lot, probably.
What you have to do is find the weakest putter and have them putt first.
I don't know who that's going to be. We're going to have to find out.
Who's the guinea pig?
We're going to use a lot of strategery today in our golf outing.
Strategery? And Taylor, you were in my group last year.
Yeah.
You can really hit the ball pretty far.
On occasion.
You can drive that green there?
Right there? No.
No? But way too far.
What about after a couple beers?
Yeah, maybe then. Get some beer muscles.
Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, thank
it's
you.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be hot, but it'll be fun.
It's already
I
hot.
Guess that's what the drink tickets are for, right?
Yep.
All right, guys. I think pretty soon we'll be getting going. So I'm with Matt from Broadview Golf Course, right?
Right.
Okay, Matt, now I understand that we were going to have a shotgun start, but you have to have a certain number of foursomes, and I said there might be something like a modified shotgun start. What is that, like a water pistol, or what do you use for a modified shotgun start?
Well, we'll put two groups on every hole for however many groups they have, probably first through the fifth holes.
Okay, because I didn't think I'd hear a water pistol.
No water pistols.
Hey, it's a great day. It looks like it's going to be nice. The course is in great shape.
Gotten plenty of rain this year. Spring, summer, it's just been raining all the time.
Yeah, thanks for hosting.
Oh, no problem.
This is our fourth year here. This is our fifth year doing the event, but this is our fourth year here. And I think it's a neat little course.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so after we golfed, I was so tired. I didn't do any interviews, so I just want to tell you a little bit about what happened at the end. I want to make sure that I did mention that we raised money for Down syndrome, but what I didn't mention is we did it in honor of Libby Turner. Libby is a patient of mine, and Libby's just a sweetheart, and ever since she's been a patient of mine, she just makes me smile, and I thought, well, let's do something for Libby. And Rebecca, her sister, and Rebecca's husband, Jack, were nice enough to actually provide the food for the event, and I want to thank them very much. They brought City Barbecue, and oh boy, did I ever eat too much at the end there. And then also, Libby's boyfriend, Mike, came, and so they were all there. Libby can't golf, and I think Rebecca, I don't know that they golf or not, but they were there, and it was great to have them, and we had a picture of Libby at each hole. We had a picture of Rich at each hole. so that people would know why we were there and what we were doing it for. So we don't have a final tally on how much money we've raised for Down syndrome. Hopefully I'll have that soon. Maybe I can mention it next week or so. But anyway, I want to thank everybody that came out and all of the folks that donated prizes. That Mata donated prizes. This station, WSNY, donated backstage, they call it backstage tour, for two different groups of four. The North End Wrench donated to the cause, and I hope I don't miss any. Crimson Cup donated, and oh boy, I'm going to forget. I know I'm going to forget. You know what? If I remember somebody later, I will mention them later. All right, now let's see here. When we come back, don't forget, we're going to find out what a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote has to do with dentistry. We'll find out why a major dental insurance company thinks I am unique. And also, we'll find out whether fluoride in bone causes cancer. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Before I go on, I want to remind folks about Troop 474, Boy Scouts of America Troop 474, their garage sale that they will hold on August 20th. Let me just verify that. That is a Saturday, and I will check my information to make sure I'm not giving out incorrect information here in a little bit, looking at their website. Reason I want to mention those guys is they were so good to us at our Dentistry from the Heart event. They came and set up those tents, and they came and took them down, and we just couldn't have done it without them. And so we just want to make sure that we help them any way we can, and that you guys go out and check out their garage sale. It's huge from what I understand. I mean, I guess it's like we've never seen anything so big. It just keeps growing year by year by year. And they use the money to help other charitable organizations. So anyway, okay. Now, the Ralph Waldo Emerson quote. What does that have to do with dentistry? And I want to read a letter that was in the church bulletin of Jacques Angelino. Jacques helped us with Dentistry from the Heart. And we had our wrap-up meeting where we decided about what we might do next year different, if we do it at all, that sort of thing. And he brought this and he handed them out. And it says, free dental care. Did you know that on June 17th, something wonderful happened in our community? Dr. Brian Kvitko, a dentist whose office is four blocks south of our church on High Street, had a free dental clinic for all. We were able to help 455 patients, 44 of whom were children. Many of the children were seeing a dentist for the first time. We were open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Actually, I was there until 7:15 p.m. taking blood pressures for those who were having an extraction. When I arrived that morning at 6 a.m., 50 people were in line to be served. One woman got there at midnight. Unfortunately, we had to turn away 100 people because time ran out. I've never been so humbled in my life. While taking the blood pressures, I had the opportunity to talk with some of the patients. They were all very appreciative as they left with a free bottle of antibiotics and another of pain medicine. Their words of thanks continued as they left the office. A number of people from our church were involved in a number of different ways. Jackie Angelino, my mother, and I, Phyllis Biard, Stephen Lefevre, Michael Greenman, Russell Evans, Luke Steffen, Paul Steffen, Paul Evans, Gene Slazer, and Ginny Vogts. This experience reminds me of a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Here's the quote. It is one of the beautiful compensations of this life that no one can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. I highly recommend that if you are given a chance to help others, you will not hesitate. I certainly don't intend to. Jacques Angelino. I thought that was really neat. And he submitted that to his church, and it showed up in his church bulletin, and he brought it to us. So I thought that was very cool. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is, remember I said you're going to find out why an insurance company thinks I'm unique. And this is actually going to become Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, so listen carefully. I'm not going to name the insurance company because I'm not sure if that's appropriate or not, but it was a letter to me dated July 25th. Blank Insurance Company conducts ongoing reviews of dental claims. The information reviewed is gathered using claims submitted to us for payment on our covered members. The review aids in evaluating our dental benefit plans designed as well as our payment designs, as well as our payment system capability, and helps us to ensure accurate claims payments. You are receiving this letter because we have identified a claim submission pattern from your dental office that does not appear to be consistent with other general dental practice locations in your geographic area. We recognize that there may be unique characteristics of a dental practice that could cause a different claim submission pattern. Specifically, we have determined that of the 3,976 general dental practices submitting claims to MetLife with 40 or more third molar extractions performed since 2008, a completely bony impaction was indicated 16.6% of the time. Your specific claim submission pattern indicates that third molar tooth extractions are coded as complete bony impactions in excess of 60% of the time. After normalizing for tooth position, number, and the mix of patient ages specific to your practice receiving this service, our analysis indicates that wisdom tooth extractions are being submitted with the pertinent codes with more than twice the expected frequency. And then it goes on to talk about the current dental terminology code book, trying to make sure I understand if we're using the right codes or not. And it's signed by a Dr. So-and-so, Vice President, Dental Products. And they asked me to call, so there's a phone number. Well, I called, and I said, I understand you think I'm unique. And he goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, let me tell you why. And I said, and that's because when it comes to extractions, there isn't an extraction that I won't do. And because I'm able to do intravenous sedation, I will do any impacted tooth you can imagine. Upside down, sideways, out, facing forward, facing back, buried, all of that. And the gentleman that I talked to is a dentist. He was very, very nice. He goes, oh, okay, so you're just unique. You have kind of like a mini surgery type practice. I said, yeah, that's basically it. And he says, okay, well, we'll just mark that down. Now, you can tell that what they were really looking for would be to find out if I were coding incorrectly. Was I putting down complete bony and charging that fee and really only taking out a tooth that was erupted or maybe just barely covered by gum or whatever it was? And so on one hand, I thought I should take offense to this. And then I thought, you know what? Not really, because I think I am unique and I will just tell them, I'll call them and tell them what makes me different, and we'll see how that goes. And it went great. So they didn't question it at all. They just wanted to check. And I think it probably helps them to know that we know they're watching. You know, it probably makes them feel good. So that, so basically, as it turns out, I am apparently doing it's about four times the number of impacted. What would that work out to? About, Yeah, almost four times the number of impacted wisdom teeth than about 4,000 other general dentists out there. And I do it, and I explain to him, the reason I do it is, first of all, these are my patients. You're my patient, and I want to take good care of you. And I'm going to take maybe extra time to be more gentle with the tissue and do my best to keep you from swelling or having postoperative discomfort. Because if everything goes well, I'm going to see you every 6 months for the next several decades. I'm not saying it's all cases, but I have been involved or known of patients that went, and they went to a specialist who took their teeth out, and they were just terribly swollen and in lots of pain. And I don't know what would have happened in those instances, but I'd like to think that because you're my patient, I'm going to be more gentle. I'm going to take better care of the tissue and do whatever I can so that you're going to look at me and go, why was I worried about having my wisdom teeth out? It's no big deal. So anyway, you know, I just wanted you to know, I think it's interesting that we have those kinds of things that that are out there, and I don't think people realize that. The insurance companies are watching, and but it's okay, because as long as we're not doing anything wrong, we don't have to worry.
And now, it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Okay, so Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, why does at least one dental insurance company think I am unique? Is it A, because I hold an annual golf outing? B, because I have my own radio show? C, because I held an all-day dental charity event? D, because I play the drums? Or E, because by percentage, I remove almost four times the number of impacted wisdom teeth than about 4,000 other general dentists? The winner gets flowers from Weistember Florist. Call now. It's 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back. All right, so we have a winner on the phone, and let's see, it's Tammy, right, Tammy?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Tammy?
Yes.
Okay, Tammy, what's your guess?
My guess is the last one about removing impacted wisdom teeth.
That's correct. Very good. Well, thank you for listening, and stay on the phone because my producer's going to get information from you that will allow us to get the flowers from Vice Denver Florist sent to you, okay?
Okay, great.
And I want to thank Bev, and I think there was another caller too for calling in. They also had the right answer, but Tammy got in first. So, okay, Tammy, you hang on. All right, now I do want to verify that I did, by the way, give out the correct information for the Boy Scouts of America Troop 474 garage sale. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 3 p.m. on August 20th. So you have a little bit of time, but mark it down, kind of like, you know, save the date. Because if you're a garage saler, from what I understand, this is the one to go to. I'll have to try to keep my wife and mother-in-law away. Anyway, okay, now I want to talk about fluoride. Fluoride levels in bone and whether it causes cancer. This is a news release from the American Dental Association mentioning that a Harvard study examined fluoride levels in bone. It was in the Journal of Dental Research, and it found that bone levels are not associated with osteosarcoma, which is a rare bone cancer, more prevalent in males. A team of researchers from Harvard University, the Medical College of Georgia, and the National Cancer Institute analyzed hundreds of bone samples from 9 hospitals over an 8-year period from patients with osteosarcoma and a control group to measure fluoride levels in the bone. Considered the most extensive study to date that examines a potential association between fluoride level in bone and osteosarcoma, the results indicated no correlation. Okay, no correlation. Just want to make sure people heard that. 3 branches of the National Institutes of Health were involved in the study. The National Cancer Institute approved the design of this study, and funding for the research was provided by them. The National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences and the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research were also involved. So the ADA has issued a press statement, and the ADA, of course, has their own news magazine for a dentist that contains more details. But basically, the key points are that this new study adds to an already strong base of scientific evidence that fluoride is safe and effective in preventing cavities. An inconclusive animal study conducted 20 years ago first raised the question of an association between fluoride and osteosarcoma. Since that time, other studies have examined the issue, and of course, this study proves it wrong. And this new study is considered by researchers to be the best science to date because a more accurate and reliable scientific method was used to measure exposure from all sources of fluoride. And of course, as a dentist, we like the fact that tooth decay rates have declined dramatically over the past several decades, thanks in part to the use of fluoride. And I believe that you should use fluoride toothpaste and that you should brush at least twice a day. And if you are in a non-fluoridated community, tell your dentist so that you can, or your dentist should already know, actually. Well, that's not true because you could drive in from a distance. If you're using well water, let your dentist know because you might have to have it tested for the amount of fluoride and then give your children fluoride drops that can be prescribed by your dentist. So, all right. Hey, it's been great of you to tune in. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30, every Sunday morning at 8:30. I got an email from Louis Vito, the Olympic snowboarder, that he's leaving for New Zealand today, so we weren't able to arrange our interview yet, but when he gets to New Zealand, he promises to let me know a day and time that he and I can do an interview, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. I have an email out to former coach Trussell, who also said he'd be on the show, and we'll see. I'm hoping we can do that in August as well. And Thad Mata also, I think he's on vacation, so we'll get Thad nailed down here soon. I hope that hope we can do that real soon, because he said that he would be on the show, so I'm going to try to politely kind of hold him to it. All right, I want to thank everybody again involved in the golf outing, everybody that helped us with Dentistry from the Heart. Wish the Boy Scouts luck on their garage sale. And remind everybody to tune back in every Sunday morning, 8:30, Sunny 95. I'll be here, and I hope you will be too. Take care.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.